Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. Hey, everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and I'm excited to share with you that we have started a new morning show called The Growth Day Morning Show. We stream live every weekday from 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. So you can visit my Facebook page or my Instagram page if you'd like to watch these live trainings. What's special about it is I'm doing these morning day shows with Jamie Kern Lima. If you don't know Jamie, she is that epic success story of somebody who, you know, went from waiting tables to having a dream to start a cosmetic beauty line to, you know, making stuff on her kitchen table to ultimately building and scaling IT Cosmetics, which she sold to L'Oreal for over $1 billion. So you get kind of mentorship from myself and literally someone who built a $1 billion company every single morning on my Instagram, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on weekdays with me and Jamie Kern Lima.
it offers that format for us to have a conversation every day. And I hope you'll join us there. If you're new to my community and you haven't heard what we're doing with Growth Day, please participate by visiting growthday.com. Growth Day is my new brand and our new company, a new startup, where we go live every single week with the world's best personal development teachers, helping you improve your life. Our thesis is every day is a good day to grow. You know, every day you can choose a new attitude. You can take a new action. Every day you can learn. Every day you can try to be your best. Every day you can get more focus, move towards your goals, be a better mom, parent, caregiver, leader, teammate. Every day, it's a good day to grow. But you need that consistent motivation. You need that consistent learning, that consistent curiosity and confidence that you know you're on the path to great personal development and self-mastery. And that's why we started Growth Day. Growth Day teachers go live every single week for less than a dollar a day throughout the year. And it is unbelievably powerful. You get myself, Jamie Kern Lima, you get health coaches, you get personal finance coach. It's unbelievable. Go to growthday.com and check it out. But with no further ado, we want to share this episode. I hope that you will enjoy it. You know, you have a vision for your life, and then there's real life, right? So I imagine myself one day, I'm going to be on stages and motivating people, and I'm going to write books, and I'm going to learn psychology, and I'm going to be a coach and all this stuff, which, by the way, all came true, but here's what it looked like this morning. And I just decided people need to understand, and I know you will understand this. I know this will resonate with some of you. Here's what the morning looked like 20 minutes ago. Okay. 20 minutes ago, I'm getting out of the shower. 20 minutes ago, I've got a blender full of my morning shake. It's sitting on the bathroom counter, not in the kitchen, not in the cup, because I'm running to get ready to be here with you guys and with Jamie. I'm running. And I'm like about to leave the master bedroom.
I'm not going to ask you what you were wearing either.
No. Here's the best part. I have no problem telling everyone this. Okay. I have no problem telling everyone. Literally think about this. Here we are doing a morning show. And listen, tens of thousands, 20 minutes ago, guys, I'm running out. Ready? I'm still halfway wet. I have some underwear on. I'm holding a blender and I'm running by and Denise is getting ready to do her morning workout. And I said, tell me I'm not motivating. Tell me I'm not an inspiration. Holding a bucket of yuck, really in my underwear, running to get here. And sometimes that's what life looks like. And you think, I'm going to be a mom and everything. I'm going to have the pretty stroller and everything's going to be perfect. And then the kid burps up on you, right? You have these visions. It's okay. It's not going perfectly, exactly, pretty, beautifully, peacefully, calmly, lovingly in flow the way you think it's going to be. Sometimes your vision is happening. You don't know it because you're in a hot mess, but it's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. I love this. Okay. So Denise is working out and she sees you. I'm just trying to imagine. So she sees you running by in your underwear out of the shower, holding a blender filled with a smoothie. And you're telling her, aren't I so motivating?
Aren't I motivating? I'm the inspiration to people, honey.
She's like, wait a minute. You have sold millions of books. You're in all these things and you're running by in your underwear with a blender and a smoothie. I love it. Did she laugh?
Oh, listen, y'all. I want to, if you don't think this morning show, which Jamie and I started Growth Day morning show, two, three weeks ago. If you don't think there were times I literally just got out of the shower, I'm wearing my basketball shorts, just put on my shirt and went live with you like that. That happens. It's early. It's like, you know, you're 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have no real excuse because it's like 11:30 my time.
I wasn't going to say anything about the time.
The morning is like my creative time, my thinking time. I do my battle board. I do my high performance planner. I do my morning workout, stretch, routine, read. Like I have my morning routine and it's a long one. And so, you know, sometimes by the time I get to it, it's late. And besides, it's different too, as you know, getting ready to go live than real life, you know?
Of course. Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, the next time I'm feeling stressed out, The next time I'm having a bad day, the next time I am taking myself too seriously, I'm just going to imagine Denise working out and you running by in your underwear with a smoothie thing and, like, you know, you being the most motivating person ever. I think that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Thank you for sharing that.
I mean, listen, Jamie, you have a new toddler. You have a big business. I have to imagine, as you're building your business, a lot of times you had to look around and go, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
So many times.
Isn't it true? You're getting progress. You're earning, you're building, you're doing things. But sometimes you look around and go, like, I didn't think it'd be like this. Your house is a mess, or your car is a mess, or, you know.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this is, like, I didn't know today we would get all this amazingness that Brendan shared so far. but some days, like, we get real serious, right? And real deep, and you show frameworks, and we're really just all together here to grow and share this space together in community. Because a lot of us don't have that in our real lives, right? So it's like, okay, let's create this safe space where literally no judgment. I think I said the first day, come as you are. Stay as long as you'd like you belong here. And it's just this safe space where we're, like, fired up, bringing the joy, you know.
Growth Day is your home of encouragement. Someone texted me that yesterday. She said, isn't that good? Because Jamie and I's intention was, we want to be an encouraging, motivating force in your mornings. You're here because, you know, you're a striver. You want to improve your life. You want to change things. You want to contribute. You want to create. You want to help people. You want to be a good mom, dad. And that takes encouragement. And so this woman DM me, I was super pumped. I read it. And she says, I found my home of encouragement. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
We're here for you every day, y'all. And if you haven't joined us officially as members, go to growthday.com, because you'll be stunned how much support, how much community, how many tools we're rolling out. Home of encouragement. I just thought you liked it.
Yeah, home of encouragement. And what I love too about your coaches is that, you know, typically you can only see them if you travel to an event, pay a ton of money, watch them speak live on stage, and they're actually going live inside the Growth Day community. And I think that that's so incredible to be able to have that type of live experience, even from your own home. So, you know, I know this week on Growth Day, we're talking about Vision Week, right? And, you know, the power of having a vision. And I was thinking, and in the spirit of you running with your underwear, holding a blender and celebrating with Denise that how everyone turns to you for motivation, which is true. Millions of people all over the world, Oprah's team, so many people, right? So I'm just thinking about this idea. Your story sparked something in me that reminded me, is like, I think the importance of having vision doesn't mean on our journey, like if you imagine ourselves driving a car, it doesn't mean we're not going to take a detour or go the scenic route for a while or, you know, whatever. But like, I'm sparking this idea of, like, if we're driving, right? And if we don't have any vision for our lives of where we want to go. And by the way, it doesn't mean we ever need to get there. But I think having this vision of where we want our life to go, big picture, I think what's so powerful about that is we might take detours. We might take the scenic route. We might have days where we're running through the house in our underwear, holding a blender with a smoothie. But we know the vision of where we're going. And I think that's huge, because if we don't have that vision, I think that's when we're more likely to take the wrong exit and think it's a pit stop and get sidetracked. But we don't know where we're going. We don't know where our vision is. So then all of a sudden, 5 years goes by in the wrong relationship or in the wrong job or without starting the book, right? And we're off on this exit somewhere, and all of a sudden it turns into because we don't know where we're going. And I think, like, the idea of vision is huge. And I'm imagining, like you actually even called it out, you running in your underwear, not to keep bringing this up. I'm just imagining Denise working out and literally one of my life goals is to have Denise's arms. That's a whole nother story. So I'm imagining Denise working out and then you running through in your underwear, holding the blender. Yet even then you're like, I motivate people. It's like, you know, the vision, you had the vision.
Yes.
Holding the blender of smoothie in your underwear, rushing to make it in time for our show this morning. You still had the vision, even in the detour.
And even in just like,
I'm giving Denise the scenic route. Never mind. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Well, here's. Here's another metaphor that just came to my mind. I think this is good. Which is a lot of people, they have a vision. Okay, you're going to take a cross country road trip. Let's use this metaphor. You're taking a cross country road trip. In your mind, it's going to be beautiful and scenic and perfect. And you're so excited about it. And then, you know what, about halfway through, you kind of look in the back seat and there's Dorito bags and Diet Coke. Then your car is a disgusting mess and you're about to pee on yourself. You're looking for the next rest stop. You're like so exhausted and so tired. You're like, you need a break. It's just like, you're living the vision. You're on the route. You're on the road. But be okay with the hot mess. Don't take yourself so seriously. For all of you, if you had a clue that you were already living a vision beyond comprehension, that you're already living the most gifted, impossible vision. It's like, yes, you have plans, but God has vision, as you say, right? It's like you have to realize, if you're streaming this, if you have the moment of leisure, the beat of the day to get to enjoy us, to be here for encouragement, to have a worldwide community like this come together every day for you free, you have to understand you already are living the vision. Now the ultimate question is, are you enjoying it? Mm. Now the ultimate question, are you giving into that? Are you contributing? Are you earning the vision of your life that you've already been granted? Like my story, Jamie, is, you know, I had a car accident when I was 19, which most of the audience knows. And that accident made me have reverence for life, deeply care about life. And the main theme that came away from that for me personally was when I asked, and I thought about my life, I was literally, I was bleeding out on the top of the hood of this car. And in that moment, when I looked down, I felt life draining out literally. And I wondered, did I matter? And I didn't like the answer to that question. And I looked up and I had this beautiful connection with the moon and the night and God, my creator. And I just remember feeling a breath of fresh air. I knew things were going to be okay. Something happened. And I had this connection, and I just remember my first impulse after if you survive something, I don't know how some people, but I survived something. And I just was like, I will earn this. Mm. I will earn this blessing of a second chance. Mm. I want to earn my life. I will earn my life. I will earn this gift that I've been given. For me, I'm a person of faith. So I believe God gave us life. And I believe that is a blessing and I want to earn it. And so I'm already here. Are you earning it by enjoying it and taking pleasures in beauty, surrounding nature, life's gifts, the coincidences, the fun, the obligations too? You know, remember, you wanted the child, okay? It's like, you wanted the career. You hustled the last five nights. You have to enjoy it. You're already living the vision if you only knew. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day, you have to be on. And sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com.
hpxoptimize.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. This 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I also think too, Brendan, you know, if you could talk about this a little bit, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I know, I believe, did your car accident happen? Was it somewhere in the Caribbean or Latin or South America? And then didn't you kind of always have this vision one day you would actually live on a island in the Caribbean? Yeah. And can you talk about like how your experience, if it in any way played part of your vision one day, maybe they were separate, but then also how you spent the years and all of that, having that vision as well, not just to enjoy the day and all those, but just also sometimes it's things that, and maybe we never end up living on an island. But just that whole thing of knowing that vision. I feel like I heard you once share, maybe it was at your event.
Yeah, the accident happened in the Dominican Republic. I'm a kid from Montana, so this is a super long story, but I'm a kid from Montana and I'd been depressed and suicidal after a breakup with the girl I loved, my high school sweetheart. And I basically got the opportunity, a job ad, to go down and work in the Dominican Republic. They needed students, basically people to work for free. So I took a student job, went down there and worked with an entrepreneur from Montana and got in an accident. And, but through that accident, that time down there, I fell in love with the Caribbean. And I mean, I fell in love. I'd never seen anything like it. I'm from Montana, from the mountains, I'm from the hills, I'm from the lakes. I'm a river boy. I was like, what? Fell in love with that turquoise, perfect blue water and ocean. I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I got in that water one time, the Caribbean. I was like, I'm alive. And so I said, I just want to live here. And so, I did. I went back to college, in Montana. And I ended up having this board. I didn't know what it was called at the time, but I had all these things pinned up. I'm sure you all have these things in your dorm rooms or in your houses. You had these things. So I had all these things pinned up. But if you looked, it was all my pictures from the Caribbean. It was like palm trees and just, it was, I didn't know it was like a vision type board. It was just all these things. And from that time to the time we moved down here would be, let's see, 23 years. Almost 20 plus years. I'll do the math in my head in a minute. But in that time, I thought, you know what, Jamie, one day I'll move to the Caribbean. And then a couple of years ago, I was like, why haven't I done it yet? Why am I waiting for what, retirement to do it? And it took 20 years, 20 years. But you know what it really took? The decision to do it. Because I could have waited another 15 years. But at some point, you got to go for it. Jamie at some point said, I'm going to start my own cosmetic line. That was crazy. But from that moment you did that to the moment you sold to L'Oreal for $1 billion, how many years was that?
Eight.
Oh, you're so much better at math than I am. Okay. 8 years. So, but it would, if she didn't ship that first product.
Yeah.
If she hadn't gone and pitched it, if she didn't try to sell it, 8 years later, she sells the company for $1.2 billion? A billion? I always get it wrong. And once you go past $1 billion, it's all just monopoly money in my mind. I don't know. But you got to understand, those 8 years, she also put in an unbelievable, ridiculous amount of work.
Yeah.
And difficult days. And I think it's just so important for y'all to understand, sometimes your work and your difficult days, that is living the vision. Don't forget that.
Yeah. It's like there's big picture, long-term vision, right? Because that big kind of mission is what helped me get through all the years of rejection. But then also just, you know, every day you are living the vision. You know what I mean? And I love that you started out today with like a real behind the scenes moment, which by the way, let me just keep it real here. I didn't know if you'd ever go there on this morning show because I met you by doing a keynote speech on your stage with thousands and thousands of people in the audience. I have now had the blessing of hearing from thousands of people that how you've inspired, right? There's people that see you on stage. Of course, you're real on stage and all that. I didn't know though, because this is the first time I think this has ever happened where we're like in our homes and right. we're going live and there's no frameworks and scripts, although you certainly share them, which is such a gift. But we're just like, I didn't know how real you're going to be. So when you kicked off this morning, sharing the real...
She sees me dancing in front of 2,000. How more real and vulnerable can you be?
I do.
I'm a horrible dancer and I'm dancing in front of 2,000 people, not once, not twice, like 8 times a day.
So here's my theory. Nobody is a horrible dancer if they fully commit. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. Right? Amen. Time it out.
Listen, anyone out there, whether you're on a dance floor, you're at a Brendon Burchard event or anywhere else, if the person fully commits,
gotta commit.
It's the best dancer in the room. It doesn't matter if they're off the beat. It doesn't matter what's going on or how much space they're claiming. If they commit, it's the best. It's the best. And you commit. So listen, you cannot call yourself a bad dancer. You commit and you commit on stage fully in front of thousands of people and you bring the joy and you cannot fake authenticity. So
have not seen the gift of Jamie Kern Lima speaking on stage, I mean, obviously she's amazing in this Girls Day morning show, but it is a different thing to see a woman own the stage in front of 2,000 people in such a way that they are crying and they open their heart and they're laughing. And more importantly, they commit to their vision because they hear Jamie go, I mean, she committed. She committed to a vision and she was okay suffering through we our vision for our life, we think is an end game. It's an outcome. It's a day of perfection. Everything goes good. But the question is, are you living into the vision and enjoying it as it's happening? As it's happening is the magical trick, because lots of people get to the end goal and they're not happy.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the end goal. The vision is the journey. The journey is the vision. And so if you can feel it and enjoy it, everyone always asks, are you proud of something in your career, Brendon? And the number one thing I'm proud of, and I can say with true commitment and just knowing the industry, I've done it happier than anyone I know. Mm. Any of my legends, I'm happier. Any of the people I've had, I just know I'm happier throughout the journey. After, you know, I'm, this is my 20th year. I don't know anyone who's been happier along the way and did it their authentic way, their style. And I'm not saying, because look at me, I'm saying, I made sure that happened. I said, bring the joy. I wear a shirt that says, bring the joy. Because sometimes I'm a grumpy bear in the morning. Ask Denise. I'm like, because I'm a night owl. So some days I wake up as the grumpy bear. Night owls are sometimes grumpy bear in the morning. So I'm just like, actually not grumpy. I just say non-communicative, just more like. So I think it's important, y'all. Live and enjoy the vision.
You sharing that you've done it that happy for this long is such a victory. And I just want to say, sure, those of us who, we can make changes to do that. And I'm just speaking as someone who spent a lot of years working 100-hour weeks and I forgot to enjoy a lot of moments. Like I forgot to celebrate some big wins when they were finally happening. And I'm making shifts in my life right now to enjoy the day more, to bring the joy more, to feel it more. Like truth is, you know, Brendon, in the middle of this book launch, like my book comes out in 3.5 weeks. And so what I'm doing right now is all day press. This morning, I was so tired. I put makeup on top of yesterday's makeup that I fell asleep in for press today. Now, the me before in the past would be like, oh, I would have thoughts of like, oh, I hope this is going to look okay. Now I'm like, this is freaking funny, because how cool is this that I'm just going to like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to think that it's actually part of the journey, that I'm like blessed enough to have press happening where, you know what? I'm tired, but I'm going to show up anyway. I fell asleep in my makeup, but put makeup on top of makeup so that I have all day press, like, but I'm going to enjoy it and it's the journey, right? Imperfectly. So you in your underwear with smoothie, me with my 2 days of makeup in a row, and I'm going to pray that the press goes well today for the book launch. But like, it's in it. We're all in it. And I love
showing
it
up for it.
You're showing up for it.
Those who succeed, they just show up for it more, you know? And we're showing up for the vision. Jamie and I have this vision. We're going to encourage people. It doesn't mean every day we show up with a complete plan and a framework and our messaging figured out. Sometimes it's like we're just, you know, she's getting the final makeup thing applied and I'm like getting the shirt on. Like it's you have to understand. Just be in the vision. Live the vision each day. Even if it's not the whole day. Even if it's not perfect. Her and I are both going to have to do administrative crap and emails just like you're all going to have to do today. But we start the day with intention to be in the vision of personal growth. Mm-hmm. This is what Growth Day is about. Growth Day. Like we literally started. I actually own growth.com, the website. But we started the brand and said, no. We're going to call it Growth Day. We're going to call it Growth Day. We want to remind you every day is a day to start anew, choose a new attitude, take the next action, learn more, say sorry, show up with joy, reset, forgive, start something. Every day is a good day to grow. Growthday.com. That was so huge for me. I want people to know every day is that chance. Every day you can earn it. Every day you can earn this life. Every day you can earn that vision. Every day you can be part of it, enjoy it, and feel it. Even if you have down days, bad days, suck days, difficulties. Jamie and I are working our tails off. I'll share one last idea. Jamie's launching a book in 4 weeks. It's called Believe It. I hope you will pre-order. I know tons of you guys already have, so thank you. Make sure you order Believe It on Amazon. It's for pre-order.
I sleep with it now. It's always next to me.
You got to show it all the time. Yeah. So go make sure you pre-order on Amazon, but listen to this. Yeah, Jamie, I want to tell you this. This is such a huge compliment to you, and I hope you can receive it. The month that your book comes out, another 15,000 books will be released. Like major trend books, if you will. Major, like from major publishers and mid-tier publishers. 15,000 some books. We're not even talking about the self-published or just the post on Amazon or people putting PDF on their websites. We don't know. Straight up. Major publishers, mid-tiers. We're talking about 15,000 books that month. The reason Jamie's going to be on the New York Times bestseller list is because she hungers for that vision and will do what is required for it, even though it's hard. And I want to say this. A lot of people woke up today with the same vision you have for life. You got to ask yourself, are you earning it? Because they're going to say, I'm going to hustle today. I'm going to earn it today. Someone will outwork you. Someone will outperform you. Someone will desire. Someone will get to work. Someone will go for it because that vision to them means something. They're committing it, living it on the daily, even when it's hard, more than you. That's why Growth Day, on the daily. On the daily, that vision commitment. So you want that extraordinary outcome. I promise, out of those 15,000 people being published next month, very few of them, I don't know, 10 will be on the New York Times bestseller list that week out of 15,000. Jamie's going to be there because she committed that vision a year and a half ago and has slayed every day, even though it hurts. So I'm telling you all, commitment to that vision. Jamie, I'm so proud of you for how hard you've worked because you don't need to. You don't need to, but you want this book to change lives, and it will, guys. So make sure you pre-order it. Believe it. Jamie's book on Amazon. I'm so proud of you, Jamie. You're crushing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We're doing it.
Thank you for speaking faith too. I love it. I will receive it. Thank you.
Speaking it into reality. I'm believing it in reality because it's easy to believe it will be reality when you see someone working their tail off. Mm. You know, when people doubt, when there's no momentum. You want believers in life? Get momentum. Right? Don't forget, you'll still have the hangers on and the haters, but you'll get more believers too. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted.
It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.